Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time in a large forest, close to a village, stood the cottage where the teddy bear family lived. They were not really proper teddy bears, for Father Bear was very big, Mother Bear was middling in size, and only Baby Bear could be described as a teddy bear. Each bear had its own size of bed. Father Bear's was large and nice and comfy. Mother Bear's bed was middling in size, while Baby Bear had a fine little cherrywood bed that Father Bear had ordered from a couple of beaver friends. Beside the fireplace, around which the family sat in the evenings, stood a large carved chair for the head of the house, a delightful blue velvet armchair for Mother Bear, and a very little chair for Baby Bear. Neatly laid out on the kitchen table stood three china bowls. A large one for Father Bear, a smaller one for Mother Bear, and a little bowl for Baby Bear. The neighbours were all very respectful to Father Bear, and people raised their hats when he went by. Mother Bear had lots of friends. She visited them in the afternoons to exchange good advice and recipes for jam and bottled fruit. Baby Bear, however, had hardly any friends. This was partly because he was rather a bully and liked to win games and arguments. He was a pest too, and always getting into mischief. Not far away lived a fair-haired little girl who had a similar nature to Baby Bear. Only she was haughty and stuck up as well. And though Baby Bear often asked her to come and play at his house, she always said no. One day, Mother Bear made a nice pudding. It was a new recipe with blueberries and other crushed berries. When it was ready, she said to the family, "It has to be left to cool now, otherwise it won't taste nice. That will take at least an hour. Why don't we go and visit the beaver's new baby? Mummy Beaver will be pleased to see us." Father Bear and Baby Bear would much rather have tucked into the pudding, warm or not, but they liked the thought of visiting the new baby. And so they set off along the pathway towards the riverbank. A short time later, the stuck-up little girl, whose name was Goldilocks, passed by the bear's house as she picked flowers. "Oh, what an ugly house the bears have," said Goldilocks to herself as she went down the hill. "I'm going to peep inside. It won't be beautiful like my house, but I'm dying to see where Baby Bear lives." Knock, knock. The little girl tapped on the door. Knock, knock. Not a sound. Thank you for listening. For more British accent training, visit www.learningbritishaccent.com.